Very fortunate to have Shiva Narayan Maharaj here. Also prepared to say anything. For a long time, I was praying to Shiva Prabhupada what to do. I didn't want to make any mistake. I wanted to do something that will please him. I prayed very deeply to Srimati Radharani, Srila Prabhupada, what to do. And it became very clear that for my life, take shelter of such a exalted Vaishnava, pure devotee, that Lakshmi Narayan Maharaj is a very rare, rare thing. The Guru is a Varapriya Sakhi, Varapriya Jana, not of this world. Coming down, and his mercy is infinite, and his love is infinite. And two, like their God, Chaturani, to make the connection a few years ago, which I'm most obliged. When you get to know Shanarayan Maharaj, somehow, something takes over in your life, in your heart. And just by seeing him and hearing him, hearing his katha, throughout the scriptures, the most vital things that we hear, hari katha, from the lips of a pure devotee. We don't know our fortune by being in this room with Srila Narayan Maharaj. We can't even imagine how fortunate we are. I don't even know how this has really come about, so you think of my doing. The higher world has arranged this. To understand Guru Tattva is a very, very deep thing. And without a question of a doubt, in my heart and life, Srila Prabhupada would be very happy that we take shelter and hear of our divine guardian, Srila Narayan Maharaj. All he wants to do is help us in any way that we need help. So affectionate, so loving. Hopefully, we'll stay here for a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. And what I've seen with the devotees that are with them, such a loving family. And they're helping me in a lot of ways, because Srila Narayan Maharaj reflects that in their hearts. We want to make it as comfortable and pleasant for our Gurudev to be here. And it's simply his mercy that he is here. Our most intimate associate, the Radha Priya Sakhi, or the divine companion of Srimati Radharani, and the close associates of Mahaprabhu come down to this world, and it's those persons who can really change our lives, change our hearts to the highest degree. So I think Gurudev asked me to say something, I don't know what to say, I'm a little bit overwhelmed. So all the devotees coming here, I thank you personally, thank you very much, and is there anything I can do to help you, to assist you, while you come and visit, please let me know. Because Gurudev is not happy till all the Vaishnavas are taken care of.
Trinama Sankirtana. This is the one of the verse which indicate that this our movement of which we are participating in Kali Yuga very fortunately I mean joined in by the grace of sadhus, and just like this movement coming from the Sankirtan movement from the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, similarly, the Vaishnavas are manifesting that mood in other sampradaya, and especially Srila Narayana Maharaj, who is well known of his scholarship and dedication and his purity of being a Vaishnava. And I myself, as just this Prabhu, Devendra Prabhu, expressed that he himself feels very fortunate, and he's unable to express how fortunate he is. So I myself express the same, because to associate is a real Vaishnava is very rare. It says the scriptures that those who have surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna can sanctify those who come in touch with them. Whereas the Ganges of the water can sanctify someone up to prolonged use. So you see, I'm sure many of you in India and have taken baths in the Ganga, but you may express how much effect it had on your consciousness. You don't know. But by just a glimpse of associating a pure Vaishnava can change your heart and your whole consciousness and existence. So this was very important, that always have some sangha, which is always emphasized. But some sangha doesn't mean that only just listen and avoid any service. Very part in the Parikrishna Sevaya must be applied when we come to a guru. Which means, when you come to a guru, you with folded hands, you turn it to his lotus feet and ask for seva, seva darsha, not doga darsha. And this way, we can attain our perfection and go back to Godhead with a very short time. And it's just a phrase that I'm using, because by just telling you all these things may be very poetical and be so sound beautiful, but it's practical. Spiritual life is not theoretical, but also practical. Both must hang in hand, because we live in the world of duality, practical and theoretical. And if you neglect any of them, then we have to take birth again. Of course, nothing wrong with it, as long as we are situated in Krishna consciousness with Krishna. Whether you're taking a lot of birth, hogger, a dog, or whatever, makes no difference, because Uttava is praying for become a grass in Vrindavan. So if we have the Vrindavan consciousness, whether you are here in Vrindavan is not a geographical or a place, but it's a consciousness. And now we have Vrindavan fully manifesting here by the grace of a pure devotee who took the burden to come here so many kilometers away from geography, that means, because he's not away from Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is right here. Understand that the Vrindavan is a consciousness and not a place that you go there and go for shopping. You understand? You go to Vrindavan, go to the sea, go to Wolverdam and buy of the Wolverdam a business here to satisfy the wife who needs new sarees and new bangles, isn't it? And a new car, you need. But you never make a mistake. Of course, maybe you have to do as a household and as duty, but also never forget to take baths in the Yamuna and especially, and take part around. And the most important thing, go to a saint who is well known to take the holy dust of his lotus feet. Because we go to the temple, then there is only a sadhu. If there is no sadhu in the temple, you go there, and what will happen to you? The people will rip you off of money. He doesn't need anything. Maharaj, do you need anything? Yes, he wants to give something. But if you go to him with something material, he cannot give you. He will cheat you. Because Guru has two very powerful Shakti. People named Manchana. One of my Guru Maharaj, of many, I have Srila Gauranga Maharaj. He always said that if you come to me, all right, you know, but if you come with the duplicious motives, I will give you one shana, and you go away for eternally. You understand? You be there with that rubbish you get out of me, because I give you whatever you need. You understand? Nice wife, nice car, nice house, everything, and then you have to take virgin so many times, and so many karma goes up on your head. You understand? So take seriously, Maharaj, you said he's your guru. So please take seriously and surrender to him fully, Dandabas. Dandabas is not just only to Dandabas, Maharaj, but fully, and take the in practical term. So I don't want to extend because I want to listen now, imagine my own voice. And please excuse me, I this is what I want to say, because I come here, Krishna kissed me around, I met a psychologist, sorry, but an astrologer in Vrindavan, and he told me that you're going to be hacked over by a gopi. And I was wondering, I don't have gopi because I'm a brahmachari. You understand? I'm not associated with any women. So I was wondering in my mind, who is the person? And then it's revealed. I cannot avoid any further, but I have to surrender. So actually, this is for me like me, and I benefit his whole association and benefit association of all of you. Because all my brothers are here, they're all my brothers and brothers, because we are one family, whether you are woman or man, as a designation, we are one family. So we should not, of course, discrimination must be there, not mixed, you know, but we are one family, and we should keep it that way.
First, before speaking, I'd like to offer my humble obeisances to all the lotus feet of my divine Diksha Guru, Shiva Guru, and so on. Also, I'd like to offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my divine Param Guru, Shiva Kesi Bhaktivinoda Goswami Prabhupada. And also I'd like to offer my obeisances to the holy lotus feet of my divine Diksha Guru, Shiva Bhaktivinoda. Have to excuse me, I've been outside putting up a tent previously, trying to...
More loudly.
I've been outside putting up a tent, so I'm kind of sweating and a little bit out of breath. So, just following in the same kind of line of thinking of the Vrindavan Prabhu and Maharaj, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it stated Chiradadatam, Nityaguptaditam, so prema namamritam atidara. Apamanam yo vitatara gura, Krishna jayadas namaham pavade. That Chiradadatam, Nityaguptaditam, that for a long time, Krishna is not bestowed upon the fallen conditioned soul in this material world. This brother prank, that he comes in the different ages and is giving love of God, but such love is tinged with this mood of Aishwarya Gyan. And Krishna, he comes once in the day of Lord Brahma, and he teaches, he speaks to the Bhagavad Gita, and he explains Sahandana, also he explains Manmana Bhagavad Gita, that we should surrender unto him, we should abandon all varieties of religion, all conceptions, designations, upadis, and ultimately that we should always think of him, worship him, in love. But Krishna explains in the Gita, but after Krishna winds up his lila and he goes to Golok, he's thinking that for reasons of this planet, to understand this in tact and truth, very, very difficult. So I have to come again. So he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again. And when Mahaprabhu comes, then that verse, Chiradatam Nedagupta Vipam Sopreva Namantam Ashidatam Apamaram Yomovitatam Krishna Udenegas Namaham Prabhati. Then he gives Soprema Namnita. He gives his own praying through the holy name, praying Nam Sankirtan, Marathi, quoted verse, Goloka Premadan, Hari Nam Sankirtan. So Mahaprabhu is giving his own praying through chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Hare. But it's just not Nam Sankirtan, but it's praying Nam Sankirtan. It's imbued with the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, the Prishvasis. And specifically, it's imbued with the mood of the gopis, more specifically Srimati Radharani. Apamaram yogi tathagata, that he's so munificent that he's given to the apamas, to one and all, not just those who may come from Brahmin families or who have so many qualifications, but apamara. Apamara means he's given to the lowest. Apamaram yogi tathagata, Krishna Janibhyasta Mahaprabhu. So to that Lord Krishna, we pay our obeisances. So Mahaprabhu, he comes, and he's giving the holy name, imbued with this Vraj Bhakti, Vraj Prem. And he departs, but following from him are his very intimate associates. The Vrindavan Prabhu is explaining, such intimate associates, they are Gaura Priyajanas. They're very dear to Mahaprabhu. And also, they're Radha Priya Sakyas. They're intimate associates of Srimati Radharani. And they are always on the earth, traveling, and benedicting the fallen conditioned souls. Not just with Nam Sankirtan, but with praying Nam Sankirtan. Rupa Goswami, Sinan Goswami, Six Goswamis, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, Srila A.C. Bhakti Nanda Swami Prabhupada. So these persons, they're intimate associates of Mahaprabhu, and they have this Vraj Prem. And in the mood of Mahaprabhu, they're going and they're giving the holy name, and internally also they're tasting. So I'm feeling very, very fortunate because first coming in contact with spiritual life through ISKCON, I joined in 78. Srila Prabhupada had left the planet in 77, so I never met Srila Prabhupada physically. And I was initiated first by Jaya Chitra, and he fell down, then by Bhagavan, he fell down. And then I was very fortunate to come in contact with very great Mahabhagavan, His Holiness Srila Gaura Govinda Swami. And I got a little taste of what it is to come in contact with such rare personalities who carry this mood. Where they go, then this atmosphere is there. Even if one is very, very fit, still just in their presence, this special atmosphere, which is carried by Rasika Bhakti, permeates. And where they go, a festival is there. So when I came, I just told Chaitanya Chandra, don't worry. Guja is coming, everything's gonna, it's just gonna happen. Because wherever they go, they have Krishna, and everything just happens very, very nicely, very Krishna, very sweet. It's stated, Krishna Setu Man, Krishna Dite Paro, Thomas Rachati Rachati. Amita Kandala, Krishna Krishna Bodhi, Dharita Bhavati Bhavati. That such Vaishnavas, they have Krishna within their heart, Krishna Setu Man. And they can give, and they're given Krishna, Krishna Dite Paro. Thomas Rachati Rachati. Amita Kandala. So, we who do not have Krishna, but we aspire to serve Srimati Radharani Krishna, then we just follow such Vaishnavas to do whatever service as beggars and just begging, please give me Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So somehow, I don't know how, but actually I know how, just by the mercy of my spiritual master, my Diksha Guru, Gaurabhinda Swami, I'm able to take to whatever limited degree I'm able the association of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. And I'm feeling so fortunate and so happy that somehow I'm able to be in this situation. Actually, I'm a blind person. I don't know who's who. But within my heart, I just feel so safe in this association. I do not know philosophy. I don't know anything. But I just know that what he says, I can follow, and it's right. I may not know what it is, where it's not. I try to know, but I'm so limited. What can I know? So, this is the mercy of my spiritual master, that he has directed me in this way to the very safe, very soothing, very sweet, lotus feet of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. And we see that he's so merciful that just before coming in India, there was talk of operation, heart operation, so many things. And then finally, it was decided, no, it's okay, he doesn't have to have the heart operation. Then in Delhi, they arranged some programs and they take him all over Delhi. And he's so obliging that he doesn't say no, and he just goes. And when different boys went in here and there, and he goes and speaks. But then he came down with pneumonia 2 days before. And then the doctor said, okay, it's alright to travel. And now, such late age, such physical, so many impediments, he's coming and just giving. And heart is so soft, but determination is so strong, that Guru Davis said that he will keep on coming till his last breath. How fortunate we are that he has so much and he's just coming to give. One time in England, he said that Swamiji, he has ordered me. So whether they like it or not, I will take the medicine and I'll force it in their mouth.
There you go.
Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj ki jai. So this is Sadhu Vaidya, transcendental physician. He knows just how much to give to whom, how, where, every situation. So, in his association, we don't have to worry about a thing. There's a song, we don't have to worry about a thing. With Gurudev, you don't have to worry about a thing. Just sit down, just take it in, enjoy, serve, and in this way we can please Gurudev, and we can please Srila Prabhupada and the Siddhic succession, which says that the first one place I heard, maybe it was in Prabhupada, who says Acharya, something like Rakshana, that the first duty of Acharya is to protect the Sampradaya. So, Gurudev is coming and he's protecting the Sampradaya by re-establishing proper spiritual principles, re-establishing proper Siddhanta. And sometimes we may not want to take, but he is so kind that he's just forcing it. But it's so sweet that once we come, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, that's it. Finished. Just like they say, if you go to Bansibat and come in contact with that blue boy, with his three bangalita roof, playing the flute, then you forget family, society, friendship, and love. So you come and you hear the sweet Harikatha coming from the lips of Srila Gurudev, then Krishna in that form, then after that, then come mad and just follow the travel roadshow, which is the transcendental nature. So I have, guess I could say more, but I don't think there's any need. But I'm just very, very fortunate, grateful. And I just pray to Vaishnavas to please help me, pray for me that I can be an instrument for my Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaurabhadra Maharaj, by being an instrument for Srila Bhakti Gaurabhadra Maharaj, and purifying my heart, and to whatever degree I can do to.
I want that he should see at least 5 minutes to tell what is the aim and the object of my work from the year and to go there.
Om Brahma Kandam Rasya Yanam Jamashalak Chakshuru Nivitam Yena Tasmai Sri Kuruvita Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Padaya Bhutane Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaur Vani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Krishna Chakadishi Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Prati Kaya Priyatuke Sri Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Narayani Tikam Sri Krishna Lila Patane Sudaksham Adorya Madhurya Gunaishtri Yuktam Varam Varenyam Purusham Mahantam Narayanastam Shirsha Namo Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Vishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Trishayi Namo Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishna Khandrasute Devi Pranamami Halimpriye Vancha Kal Pratirubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Pratitanam Pavane Viro Vaishnave Viro Namona Vrindai Tavasi Devyai Priyaya Kishnasya Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasti Gauru Bhagavani
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Our beloved Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, ventured forth to the Western world to deliver the divine teachings of his beloved Gurudev Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and the entire disciplic succession back to Six Goswamis and Sriman Mahaprabhu. His mission was to distribute the same teachings that the Acharyas distributed to the world. We know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, personally in the highest tenets of the bhakti path. And he instructed them that they should distribute this to the world in the form of writing so many shastras. And they were to convey to the world why Mahaprabhu, why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world. So many wonderful shastras they composed, so many divine shlokas full of so much tattva, so much depth they gave to the world on his order. And they revealed the purpose of his descent. There is the prayer we pray to Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadati Sva Padantikam. That Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, he fulfilled the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Mano Abhishtam, his most heartfelt, his deepest desire. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to distribute to the Jiva souls something which had not been given previously. For so many yugas, even Sri Krishna himself came, descended 5,000 years ago, but he did not distribute the transcendental praying very easily. One had to be very, very qualified to have this praying. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world, and we know from our acharyas that this is Krishna himself again coming, but coming especially with very great mercy, completely endowed with the merciful nature of Srimati Radhika, and to distribute this mercy to the world and to taste very special internal desires that Krishna had. We have heard the three internal desires of Sri Krishna. I'll not elaborate because I want to make this short. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended, he came to distribute very freely to all the Jiva souls who are suffering in Kali Yuga. We are in the lowest position, the most fallen, the most patita, but he came to elevate all the fallen conditioned souls, and not just to elevate them even to Vaikuntha, but only to give them the highest Vraja Prem, the love of the Vrajavasis for Krishna. And even more specific than that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give to the Jiva souls their highest possible attainment for the Jiva. And this is the most esoteric understanding of our disciplic succession. That is Radha Dasya, the service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. In our disciplic line, all of our acharyas are in this Madhurya mood of Radha Dasya. And they represent the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on all levels, but specifically they are pointing in this direction, that we should desire, that we should develop lobha, some kind of greed, that we want to have this thing. Why? Because it is the very highest, it is the greatest treasure, it is the most sublime truth. And this is the very purpose for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended. So Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Divine Master, came to the Western world to give to all the Jivas ultimately this same thing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to give. But it is not always possible to give until there is some qualification, some what is called adhikar. So some adhikar had to be created. So he gave so many processes, the very process that we are trying to pursue in our lives, the chanting of Mahamantra, the association of sadhus, sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, bhagavat shravan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He gave Srimad Bhagavatam to the world. He gave all of these different methods of bhakti, and he emphasized to us that we should try to go deeply, try to dive deep into this. But his time was not so long with us. He was only with us for a few years. It is not overnight that one can achieve this highest level of bhakti. It may be a number of lifetimes. But he started everyone on this path. He came to the Western world and took anyone from any position to start them on this path of bhakti. And so, when he left, he had accomplished so much, but yet he wanted to do so much more. He was asked once, in 1975, that if you are able to complete the translation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, then what will you translate after that, Srila Prabhupada? Will you translate perhaps Mahabharata or Vedanta Sutra? And then Prabhupada responded that these scriptures are not so important to us in terms of bhakti. But the scriptures, the shastras which have been given by the Goswamis, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, these are very specific, very helpful for us to go deep into bhakti. So he tried to give in the time span that he had. Chaitanya Charitamrita he gave. In part, he gave part of Chaitanya Charitamrita. You may ask, well, how is that? He translated all the verses. Yes, but the Acharyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they gave so many further explanations for so many of the shlokas. But he intended also to give that later. At that time, he gave what we could understand. So it was his intention that progress would continue to be made. And in order to ensure that his disciples would continue to go forward in bhakti, he established an entire society whereby everyone can have sadhu sangha. We can associate with one another and we can go forward. But what is most essential is the type of sadhu sangha. Srila Rupa Goswami describes that real sadhu sangha means that you are associating with someone who is in the same mood and who is very affectionate and who is also superior to oneself. That is real sadhu sangha. So, in our society, there were certain levels of sadhus available at the time when Prabhupada disappeared. But certainly, there was a necessity for much more advanced sadhu sangha like Prabhupada in a higher caliber. So, Srila Prabhupada personally asked Srila Narayan Maharaj at the time when he was departing from this world. He called him and held his hands in his own hands and requested him that you please perform my samadhi burial with your own hands. With tears in his eyes, Prabhupada asked like this. And Prabhupada asked, he told him, he said, I have brought so many of these, my disciples, to Krishna consciousness. And they have made some progress, but there is so much more progress required. You please help them to go higher in bhakti. And at that time, Srila Narayan Maharaj responded to Prabhupada, I will do as you order. I accept you as my Sikh Guru, and I will take your order on my head, and I will carry it out till my last breath. So he has come here, and for the last 18 years since Prabhupada's disappearance, he has continually been giving so much guidance, so much help. Anyone that is coming to him, he is openly, freely giving from his heart so much help and guidance. And now he is venturing forth, as Govinda Bhakti Prabhu said, in old age he is coming, undergoing so much difficulty. Why? Because he wants to give the mercy that is in his heart, that he has received from his beloved Gurudev, Śrīla Bhakti Prajñāna Kesava Maharaj, and the disciples of mine. So we are, our family is one. There are not differences. Some people may miss
no difference. The teachings of our disciples of mine are one. And we are very, very fortunate to be in the presence of a personality who has actually tasted these higher moods and bhavs of Krishna consciousness. And he can convey them to us very sweetly, very beautifully. The shloka I just recited, Shri Krishna lila prajaneshu daksham adorya madhurya gunaishya yuktam. This is describing that Srila Narayana Maharaj is very expert, sudaksham, in describing the sweet leelas of Radha and Krishna and the Vrajavasis with Krishna, and also the beautiful leelas of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And those of us who have had opportunity to travel with him, to be with him, we literally find ourselves swimming in this nectar. So much happiness, so much bliss. And it is our desire that somehow or other we can assist in his mission. Because his mission is the same mission of our beloved Srila Prabhupada. So on this auspicious day, we pray at the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj that he bless us and bestow upon us his mercy in the form of this beautiful Krishna Katha, and stay with us many, many more days and years so that we can go forward as all of our gurus want us to. Gaur Premanande
Kripat Budhat Prabhu is a sincere Syrian Vaishnava. He has taught so much Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj from his days when he started preaching in Western country. He is also a very renowned astrologer. He told me that he will preach about whole world. I could not think even that I will go to all countries, but he told that he will be able to go and everywhere. You can, you will preach. I am saying that he is an astrologer. I want to make him an astrologer of Guru Vrindavan. That he has ordered me to help his devotees in so many ways. So I want that he should tell four lines something.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that I take very seriously Maharaj's blessing, and I covet that more than anything else. And I don't know what I'm going to do to make sure that I get delivered to that post. But I'll ask all of you to second his blessing so that I get there. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Just a few words. We all are part of a fantastic, wonderful spiritual society. Sometimes our acharyas have described how that society is manifest to the external eye, and sometimes our acharyas have described how that society appears to be unmanifested. By material calculation, it's very difficult to determine how this spiritual sangha is actually working in the deepest way. One thing is for sure, and speaking as an astrologer, I can say that all of the devotees of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj, all of these devotees, all of these Vaishnavas are great souls and great saints. We live in the Kali Yuga, and sometimes the dirt of the Kali Yuga covers us or affects us in the way that we execute our service. There's a great deal of dirt in the Kali Yuga. And at different times, all of us here were big boys and girls. We're all mature. We've been through a lot. We know that those forces which are inimical to the forces are not very happy with the liberating, uplifting, and pure message which is given by our acharyas. In many ways, these forces have at times brought havoc into our sangha, and in some cases, either collectively or personally, distracted us from the path of bhakti. This has, from a social point of view, had some unfortunate effects, but I'm always encouraged because I know that in the heart of real devotees there's a tenacity to hold on to the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Gauranga no matter what happens in our lives. For a long time now, I have watched the astrological chart of ISKCON, what I call the mystical body of ISKCON, the great Sangha of Vaishnavas in the universe. And I have seen how this period of time would herald a new beginning, a refreshening of preaching, in a way very different from what we've experienced so far. And I felt that Sangha would happen in a very spontaneous, natural, almost grassroots type of manner, where devotees are reaching out and helping each other and helping and encouraging each other to be powerful and be true to the mission of Mahaprabhu and do as much as we can to serve the parampara. But it's a great drama. It's actually a cosmic drama. The forces that we talked about, they're the antagonists, but the protagonists are the great saints and sadhus who come just in the nick of time when all seems lost or all seems devastated, when were forlorn or morose or despondent. And it was with great pleasure that indeed I came across the chart of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, even in practically speaking, before I had any association with him. And I could see that here is one of Sri Sri Radha Krishna's messengers. Here is one of the great sadhus, the great associates of my beloved Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. And so I was very, very happy. And I think my experience in traveling with him and associating with him and in seeing the magical effect of being with a sadhu who is so deeply immersed in Krishna Katha, in remembrance of Krishna, what a wonderful effect it has for the devotees. And so I should say only that I'm very happy that you're all here. I'm very happy that you've taken the steps to come and listen to the Hari Katha that Maharaj will present to us. And I'm truly hopeful that the sectarian feelings, the feelings of I and mine, the feelings of animosity, which sometimes exists in our dealings, that this dirt of the Kali Yuga will be washed from our hearts by Maharaj's association. So I wish that all for you. Thank you.
वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशी गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिका जय कदा जय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्यादिहीनापराधलक्ष्यैच्छिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम अष्टपाद I'm offering myself so many dandavat pranam and my heartly pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my holy master, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshasam Bhakti Pradhyan Prabhu Swami Maharaj. Also in the same time, I'm offering my heartly pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. First of all, I want to say that in my last tour in Western countries, Holland, England, and America, Canada, and all other countries, I told us, though India is a poor country, and I have come from India. But I have not come from poor India. I have come from a very healthy, wealthy and so rich country in Vedic culture and Krishna affection and love. So I have not come here to collect money, wealth, reputation and any worldly thing. But I come to give the same object, same mission and same wealth that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. You have heard so much about Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. Where so many associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Adaita Acharya was there, Haridas Thakur was there, Srila Sarup Damodar Raya Ramanand were there, also Mahapandit, great learned person of Puri, Sarvam Bhattacharya was there, so many were there. But why Narottam Thakur told that Sri Chaitanya Manobhishta Sthapitam by Rupa Goswami? Why? Haridas Thakur is Namacharya, given by himself Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Namacharya. Sarup Damodar was there. Why? Haridas Thakur is Namacharya, given by himself Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Namacharya. Sarup Damodar was there, Raya Ramananda was there, so much learned, like teachers of Rupa Goswami. What Rupa Goswami has told only the topics and the same thing, what Sarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda Prabhu has come to be. So, why Narottam Thakur told like this? We have heard before from in his lecture and also Rukan Prabhu and Govinda Bhakta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come only to preach Harina. His interior motive was not that. In so many Kaliyugas, lakhs and lakhs Kaliyugas, Advaita Acharya, Mahavishnu has done this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mission was not to give this, only this. Something man. And that was bhakti rasa, not bhakti. Before that, so many acharyas have given bhakti. Ramanujacharya, Bhagavacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Vishnu Swami. So many has given this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come only for this, to give bhakti. He has come to this world. And who is he? Who is himself Krishna? In Krishna Leela, in Dwapar Yuga, he tasted mainly all the five kinds of rasas. Especially, he tasted gopis, madhur ras. But he was not satisfied by that. He wanted to know why Srimati Radhika test me more than anyone, more than myself. Why she becomes mad for me? There are several devotees there. I also love Srimati Radhika, but I don't become mad for Srimati Radhika. But Radhika becomes mad. Why? How he tastes my beauty, my everything? Krishna is more beautiful, so much beautiful than Ram, Lakshmi, Narayan, and all others. But Srimati Radhika is so beautiful that Krishna has accepted him like his guru of love. But Krishna thinks that there is something in me that it attracts Srimati Radhika also. So if anyone has the same mood of Srimati Radhika, he can test more me and he can serve more and he can control me. So what I have in my beautiful body, in my all things. So if I will take the mood and beauty of Srimati Radhika, then I can test myself. What the thing is in me that it attracts whole world, even creatures, animals, trees, creepers, everything. Even clouds, even deers, even goddesses, devis, everyone. What is that? He could not taste it in Krishna Leela last time. So he took the beauty and moved off Srimati Radhika and became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the mercy of Srimati Radhika and mercy of Krishna combined came into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if you have no mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have no faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot know Radha and Krishna. Who were there? What is love? Who is Jiva? Who is actually Guru? So everything we can know by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These more, Srila Rupa Goswami has only described in his books. Because he has empowered him in prayer. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning from Vrindavan and going to Puri in the midway, on the bank of Ganges and Jamuna, where they are meeting, very sacred place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his all mercies in Srila Rupa Goswami. And he also told Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya Das Thakur, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Sikhi Maiti, Prabhu, learned person, Sarvam Bhattacharya, and all others, bestow your mercy to Rupa Goswami. That is why he was successful in getting all the modes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily. So, if anyone knows the aim and object of Sri Rupa Goswami, interior heart of Krishna and Radha, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Rupa Goswami, he can go, otherwise not. At that time, the society was established and that society was Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. Only the translation of that is ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But really it was established by Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami framed the rules and regulation of all that thing and president was Rupa Goswami. So the aim and object of that Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha or Krishna Consciousness internal was same as Swamiji came to West and East and he gave that mission. I know that in 1916 Vinod Bihari Brahmachari our Reverend Gurudev, as a Brahmachari, very powerful, very influential, though he was the boy of 16, he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu land, Mayapur, and he offered himself in the Lord's feet of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. At that time, that mission, Gaudiya mission, was very, very little.
Small.
You should excuse me for my language. I don't know English at all. Anyhow, by your all mercy, ISKCON leaders like Tamal Krishna, Giriraj Swami, and so many, Govinda Maharaj in England, Shivram, all used to come and to make train in English something. They forced me to speak English, but I never tried for it.
You speak the language of the heart.
So, it may be some mistake. Kindly you should excuse for that. I know that you are so much qualified to take my mood, and that will be the main thing. Prem has his own language. Devotion has his own. It can skin by eyes, by any mood, by hands. It is not only
transactions.
Yes, only speaking, but it can speak by anything. Language will not disturb, it will not make problem. So, what I was telling, he made his Prabhupada on 1966 and he stayed
1916
and he took Harinam from him and he joined colleges, and after some year, 3 years, he left the colleges because he used to teach the professors and principals of that colleges. So he left and came totally in the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in 1919. I have known that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Abhay Charanar Prabhu, he came in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada in 1922. And after that some years he took second initiation from him. And he was at that time first in Calcutta and then he came to Allahabad. So from 1922 my Gurudev and he, they were bosom friends to each other. And very learned both were. Very strong. Never have any fear at all. They can express their thoughts very
strongly,
without any fear. Also, if the President of India made any wrong thing, that Krishna has this body and also material and his soul is there, they both strongly opposed. And they challenged them, the President of India, very learned person in whole world. So, they were bosom friends from very beginning. My Guru Maharaj once came to Allahabad and he stayed with him for some long time, about 6 months with him in Allahabad. After that, you know that in 1968 he took renunciation in 69.
I took renounce order in Navadvipa by my Gurudev in 1954. And my name was kept Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Narayan Maharaj. Why it was kept Bhakti Vedan? Because Prabhupada or his disciples gave this nickname to Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Bhakti Vedan. Abhay Charana Bhakti Vedan. They wanted to tell us, to teach whole world, Vedanta is not a Nirvishesha Brahmavadi Sampradaya. Vedanta has meaning bhakti cult. So Vedanta is a bhakti book, not Mayavadi Shastra. That is why our Gurudev first took this name. Or Swamiji, he was given. And we were then told Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Bhakti Vedanta Vikram, Bhakti Vedanta Bhaman Maharaj, my elder god brothers, senior. And so many, about 26 or 27 sannyasis we are given in the name of that Bhakti Vedanta. So there was so much relation in between them. At last, he came to Mathura in 1958 or perhaps in that. And he lived so much time there. And I requested him. I used to make chapatis for him, so much services to him. I was mutt commander there. I used to help him in his writing books. I used to help him by my kirtan. He liked so much my kirtan. Sometimes he used to play on mridanga and I used to sing so many kirtans. Hari Hari Namah Krishna Yadava Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Sri Mura Sampada. I was at that time quite young, very energetic. Also, I was editor of Sri Bhagavat Patrika. Swamiji Maharaj was Sanghapati in our two books. So there was so much familiarity between them. He accepted my praying that he should take sannyas. He took sannyas. And then he came to Delhi and Vrindavan, I was also with him. And when he managed to come to New York in America, he also invited me to come with him. But I told that I am serving my Gurudev. So I will come, I will join you, but in nick time. So he told me to help him. I helped him in sending his all books. He came with nil farming in America. He came in not in airlines, he came in navigation India. With so much suffering he came. You know all more than me. He began to preach in from 22nd Avenue in New York, and there is a tree in park. What park? I went there and took the feet of Swamiji there with hippies. When he used to recite Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadhar Sivas Adi Sri Gaurabhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. The hippies began to dance on the shore and make merry, sometimes they offer wine to Swamiji, oh, take this. But all the hippies become happy.
Happy hippies.
Yes, become happy. And they became so much pure Vaishnava, Vishnu. And then Swamiji established ISKCON first there. And from there he preached all over the world, wrote so many books. His mission was, and object was the same as Rupa Goswami. So he is Rupanuga Vaishnava. He has written in his books that he is Rupanuga Vaishnava. He is the servant of Rupanuga Vaishnava. Rupanuga means to follow the same object and mission of Rupa Goswami. There are two things, Rupanuga and Raganuga. Not much difference in Raganuga and Rupanuga, but some difference. But this topic is so hard and confidential. But yet I want to tell very little about this. What is called Raganuga? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to preach this Raganuga. What is this? Krishna is so merciful. And he is ocean of rush. So he is ocean of rush. And in the next, he is so much merciful. So he is merciful. He came to preach this Raganuga Bhakti. But how? By the means of Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma. So Advaita Chat can have done this. But prem cannot be given by Advaita Chat. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. So anapicharing chirat karuneya vatirnah kalau samarpai tum unnotajjal rasaansa bhaktishyam hariha pura sundar dyuti kadamba sandeepita sada hridaya kandare spurutme sachinandana. I will explain this poem of Srila Rupa Goswami. It will take so much long time. Time has gone. Completed. So we should. I will explain this very, very sweet, interesting. This poem has meaning. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has only come to bestow the parched sprinkles of prema bhakti. What prema bhakti? What gopis have? They are ragatmika. Ragatmik and Raganuga are not same. Ragatmik is only in Golok Vrindavan. Not in Golok, but in Vrindavan. Braja or Gokula. Only there. Their atma, their soul, everything depends on rag. Their natural rag, natural love, affection for Krishna. So they are ragatmika. Ragatmi of three kinds. Shakha, Rasalya and Madhuma. Shakha, Sridham, Sudham, Madhumangal, Subha. Vasalya Rash, Nanda, Yashoda and all the gopis were above 30, they are householders. All the mothers and fathers used to think that Krishna is my son, especially Nanda and Yashoda. Among Nanda and Yashoda, Yashoda has more affection for Krishna. So he is called Yashodananda. is called also Nandanandan, but Yashoda has more affection for gopis and more the gopis, young gopis like Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha and all are ragatmik. If anyone has greed in this world to serve Krishna in three ways, especially in the mood of gopis, then he is called Araganuga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give, most important thing, the same mood of like gopis. And this is called Araganuga Bhakti. He has come to give this world. And to test the moods of Srimati Radhika. These are prominent reason of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to this world. But at that time Yugadharma was named Sankirtan. So he gave all these things through name, Harinam Sankirtan, with love and affection. Even to animals, creepers, trees, whoever came in the sight of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from different place, far away, they also were but in Prem. They all became mad, all four. Mad elephants, tigers, serpents, deers, everywhere. When he was going to Vrindavan from Puri, everyone, charmed with the personality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they became all Vaishnava. There was no caste and creed. Whoever seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu far away, they were become all Vaishnava. Even grasses, even plants and all others, deers, tigers. So, Swamiji has, but what is Rupanuga? If anyone wants, among any of the three or four same mood and to serve Krishna, they are called Raganuga. But a special mode of Rupa Goswami, he was in Krishna, time of Krishna, he was a Rupa Manjari. He was serving Radha and Krishna conjugal, but more inclined towards Srimati Radhika. He was the dashi of Srimati Radhika. So his mood, especially those who are greed, strong greed, to have the mood of a Rup Manjaris, are likewise, they are called Rupanuga. Those who have greed to become a Seva, Dasharas or Sakharas, Vasalyaras, they can be called Raganuga. But especially those who want the mood of Rupa Goswami are Rupanuga. So we are so much fortunate to come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the leaders, all the acharyas in this line, up to Swamiji, my Gurudev, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, all were Rupanuga Vaishnava. Same mood. So we are also lucky so much. So we are, उनके सक्सेशन में हम जी सर सर सो भैया इंटाइटल टू हैव दैट वी आर नॉट रूपानुग वी डोंट वांट दिस देन यू शुड नॉट कम इन दिस लाइफ शुड नॉट कम ओपनली स्वामी जी इन चैतन्य चरितामृत एक्सप्लेनेशन सेवरल डज नॉट वन टाइम several times he disclosed this thing. You can read Chaitanya Chaitamrita, first 4. I will try to give some narration about this. In my classes, I think that I will be here for 3 weeks. Regular class beaten, without any caste and creed. This is my party, this is his party, this is his party. Not like this. I have so much honor as for my Gurudev, to Pujya Parshidhar Maharaj, to Swamiji, to Nemi Maharaj, to Sauti Maharaj. All these things are most associates of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. I'm so lucky and fortunate to have association of all the old and senior most sannyasis of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. At that time I was there, but not I have joined the mission. Unlucky. Pujyapad Bam Maharaj, he is in the same age. He has seen Prabhupada and he came to Mayapur in the presence of Srila Prabhupada at the time. He came before Sridhar Maharaj joined the mutt. But he was a very little boy. Very little boy. At the about the age 10 or 11 or 12.
10.
And he was reading in Bhakti Vinod Institute. But I came after that. When Prabhupada went in 37. So unluckily I could not make it. But I am so lucky that I came in the lotus feet of my Gurudev. He was very, very much offered to Srila Prabhupada. And thus I was telling that how Swamiji and my Gurudev were bosom friends from
beginning.
And I had the affection of both. Also, I want to tell you that I have helped him, Swamiji, in so many ways when he was in prison. Also in the last date, he called me. As he told that, keeping my hands in his hands, with some tears he told that yesterday excuse me. My God brother should excuse me. I have done something for preaching, not willingly. And also I want that you should help me, my all disciples. What kind of help he wanted? Money? Any intelligence? They are more in something learning, they are so much learning. Not for this. I know that he was knowing that he can help in Krishna Bhakti. And the aim and object for which he came to Western and Eastern countries, to bestow a sprinkle of Raganuga Bhakti or Rupanuga Bhakti. That he has written in his all books, especially in Srimad Bhagavata explanations and in Chaitanya Charitamrita explanations. In his Krishna book, I I was ordered. Now I want, from beginning, I tried to obey his orders. So for not other any gain, I have come here. I have only come to give the same mission, same object, same teaching, and to help ISKCON. I know that
some sincere disciples are thinking that they are now orphan, helpless. But I want to tell them that Swamiji is not dead. He is still today as he was. So be nirbhay.
Fearless.
He can help you when you will pray. He has sent me also. I have not come to share wealth and reputation and anything, disciples. I have come only to help them. And especially the disciples of Swamiji who felt neglected. For any reason, they have left ISKCON. But they cannot leave ISKCON. I know that there is not only a Sanstha ISKCON, but this mood, this object is ISKCON. And it is for ever. It is not anything. So I think they are all ISKCON who are adopting the mood of Swamiji, of Rupa Goswami. They are chanting and remembering. They cannot leave ISKCON. They can leave any leader, those who are not favorable. But ISKCON is a mood, is a theory. So we should think that we are not out of ISKCON. So I want to make ISKCON so strong, not to share money or anything worldly desire. They should not also fear from me. I want to go to ISKCON here. There is ISKCON perhaps. There are deities.
Yes.
There is Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj.
Yes.
So I want to go. But if they will oppose and they will tell that you should not come here, then I will have to think. Otherwise think we are all in one family, Gaur family, Gaur Parivar. I have nothing against anything. Nothing. If we are associating with new one, bona fide, new one. Why we have to struggle with devotees? So nothing to quarrel, nothing to make any problem for them. I have come to solve the problems. That we are all in one family, Gaur Parivar. We should not quarrel. We should solely preach, sab log milkar. And it should be always pure, not mixed with worldly desires and all these things. Not to be in the same class forever. Understand? Not to be in the same class where we are reading first in 40 years before.
ABCD.
But ABCD in like arithmetic. But not ABCD one, but let ABC be a triangle, higher authority.
Dynamic.
Yes. So gradually we should try to come what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, what was the object of Srila Rupa Goswami, he has written in his books, and try to develop our Krishna consciousness. So I have nothing to fight with anyone, no grudge to anyone, we are not enemy to anyone, we don't want money, they should keep money if they like, reputation. I am not a learned person, I am not going to argue or anything to them that I am like you. So
she passes over.
So humbly I beg that
I will here in my this tour, I'll explain gradually the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the teachings of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, our disciple, Valli Desh, and how we can enter in that. Nothing else. We are not coming here to make any party. You don't. You should give honor to all who are chanting Krishna. Though we are not Madhyam or Uttam, yet you should give them respect. I used to give respect to all those who are in Kanishtha or low than Kanishtha. So, I should take leave today, and next day we will meet together and discuss.
Mind.